presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower, back to CX-4. Wind southeast, ceiling 1200. All clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan coming in.
Yes, it's America's ace of the airwaves. Coming in for another transcribed episode in the adventures of Hop Harrigan.
Gang, I'll bet if you were asked what the White House is, you'd answer the question before I could say Hop Harrigan. But say, what if I asked you what our flying White House is? Could you answer that? I guess you'd have to think a bit before you answered. But we do have a flying White House, gang. It's a giant Douglas DC-6, a new four-engine job that has a cruising speed of 315 miles per hour. Now, by now, I imagine you've all guessed to whom it belongs. That's right, it's the presidential plane President Truman will soon be flying in. The DC-6 is being tested for him by Douglas and should be in use very shortly. You know, fellas and girls, the first president to use a plane as a mode of transportation was President Roosevelt. If you remember your history, you know that all the other chief executives of our country had to use either a train or a car. Just think of all the time Mr. Roosevelt and Mr. Truman save when they travel by air. Well, now, getting back to the plane, up to now, Mr. Truman has been using the Sacred Cow, a DC-4 used first by President Roosevelt. The Sacred Cow has been flown all over the world, and now that Douglas has made this new and faster DC-6, the old DC-4 will be scrapped. When the president goes on a trip, he can't leave the nation's business back at the Capitol, so he takes it along with him. And that's why the plane is called the Flying White House. In just a few minutes, at the end of the program, I'll tell you more about it and about the many famous people who have flown with the president. So don't forget to listen. And now to our story. A mysterious phone call from a man who warned Hop's Aunt Agatha to beware of the Black Hand was the beginning of a chain of circumstances that are strange indeed. Some 10 minutes after the telephone call, the doorbell rang. Answering it, Hop and Tank found a black hand on the threshold, a plaster hand similar to those used in store windows to display gloves. Then, to cap everything, Gail Nolan arrived with a warning that they were all in serious trouble. As we continue now, it is some hours later. Aunt Agatha has retired with a nervous headache. Hop, Tank, and Gail are in the living room of the house near the airport, conversing softly.
Let's start from the beginning, Gail. You got a phone call at 7 o'clock.
That's right. I remember the time because the radio was on and the announcer had said 7 p.m.
What program were you listening to?
That's unimportant, Tank. I answered the phone. It was a man calling, and he asked whether I knew where he could reach you.
He used my name?
Yes, he said, where can I locate Hop Harrigan?
Didn't he say nothing about me?
No, Tank.
Better luck next time, pal. Go on, Gail.
Well, without thinking, I gave him your telephone number, and then I asked who was calling. That was my mistake. I should have asked first.
Well, what did he say?
He seemed to hesitate, and then he said, this is the Black Hand. Then he laughed peculiarly and hung up.
Hmm. He did the same thing to Aunt Agatha, right, Hop?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's what frightened me when I walked in here, and someone, it was Aunt Agatha, I guess, mentioned the Black Hand.
But why do you think we're in serious trouble, Gail?
Well, after all, Hop, you know what the Black Hand means.
All I know is that it was used by the Mafia in Italy.
I still want to know, what's the Mafia?
A gang of professional killers in Italy. Years ago, anyone who received a black hand was almost certain to lose his life.
Jumping Jenny's and I'm sitting on it.
You're sitting on what?
The black hand.
Hey, what are you talking about?
As usual, he's talking too much. Where is it, under the couch?
Yeah.
All right, now that you've spilled the beans, get it out.
What is it, Hop?
You'll see. Find a tank?
Yeah, here it is.
Oh, don't let it frighten you, Gail. It's just a plastic glove display dummy painted black.
Where did you get it?
We found it outside the front door a few minutes before you got here.
Who left it there?
That's the $64 question.
Hop, I don't like this. We'd better call the sheriff or the state police. For all we know, we... Oh, what's that?
The door.
I'll get it.
Wait a minute, Tank. Let's play this smart. You go out the back way and circle around the house.
Okay.
Here, take this fireplace poker with you.
I don't need it as long as I got my fist.
Now sneak around, Tank. Don't gallop.
Okay.
Hop, do you think it's safe to send him out there alone?
Well, Tank can take care of himself. Come on, let's see who's at the door.
Maybe you'd better take the fireplace poker.
Good idea. All I hope is that Aunt Agatha doesn't wake up.
I gave her a sedative. She'll be all right.
Now, stand behind me, Gail, when I open the door.
All right, but Please, Hop.
Shh. Here goes.
Nobody's there.
Somebody rang that bell. It just didn't ring by itself. Snap that porch light switch.
Where is it?
On your left.
Why do you want the light out?
Protection. Now, you stay here.
No, I'm going with you.
Now, look here.
I said I'm going with you.
All right, but stay behind me. Come on.
I don't know what you think you're going to accomplish by this.
Someone's out there. Someone rang that bell. Watch the steps.
Well, I still say that what we ought to do...
Hold it, Gail.
Oh, Hop, this is ridiculous. You just...
Gail, please.
What's that?
A hoot owl. But I heard something else a moment ago. It sounded like...
Like what?
Shh. Hear it.
No.
Don't move. I think there's someone behind the hedge. Stay where you are.
Hop, be careful.
I got you.
Hop, what happened?
You fool. Get off.
Jump and Jenny.
Hop, who is it?
It's Tank, the idiot.
Well, how was I supposed to know? I couldn't see nothing. I heard somebody coming
in. All right, skip it. But whoever named you Tank did a swell job. You came at me just like one.
Oh, I'm sorry, Hop. If I'd have known it was you...
You both better come in before you get hurt. It's too dark to see anything out there.
Okay, come on.
Oh, I thought sure I had the guy that time. I was all set to bounce one off his chin when you yelled out.
I don't know how I managed it. You were sitting on my stomach like a ton of bricks.
Heavy, huh?
No. Now, light as a feather.
Shh, not so loud. Close the door, Tank.
Okay.
Hop, I still say the smart thing to do is to notify the police.
We'll talk about it in the living room. Put the porch light on again, Tank.
Right.
There's nothing to talk about. Whoever's responsible for... Oh!
What's the matter?
Look, the piano.
What? Oh, you saw that. That's the Black Hand, Tank, and I...
No, the one you showed me is over there on the coffee table. There are two of them now.
Hop stares in dumbfounded amazement, and Tank, entering the living room from the hall, stops short, and his jaw drops. Gail is right. There are now two Black Hands. Or are they seeing things? We'll know in a moment when we return for the surprise climax of today's episode, so stand by.
At the beginning of today's program, I told you about the Flying White House. The first presidential plane used as a flying White House, as I mentioned, was the Sacred Cow, a Douglas DC-4. It has flown approximately 431,000 miles since 1944. That's equivalent to almost 20 times around the world, carrying two presidents and many high-ranking officials. President Truman, the nation's flyingest president, used the Sacred Cow for trips to Potsdam, Mexico City, and his home, Independence, Missouri. The new DC-6 he will shortly get has been named the Independence in honor of President Truman's native city. But not only does our president fly, but many of our generals and cabinet members accompany him. The Sacred Cow flew Generals Eisenhower, Arnold, and Omar Bradley, Secretaries of State Hull, Burns, and Marshall. Recently, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia and his party were flown from Washington to London. Madam Chiang Kai-shek of China was flown from Rio de Janeiro to the United States. President Alaman of Mexico and the Prince of Iraq have also been passengers on the plane. The new, faster and larger flying White House has a range of 4,400 miles. The ship has radar facilities and is equipped with every known device for flying safety. The interior of the new transport is equipped with practically everything you might have in your own home. The president even has a long mahogany table built right in the ship, so that he can hold his executive conferences before and after he attends his various meetings for which he uses the plane. Well, fellas and girls, the air age has really arrived, so get set to take your place in the sky. For remember, America needs flyers. And now back to our story. Tank is the first to break the silence brought about by the sudden and mysterious appearance of a second Black Hand.
But Jenny's, where did it come from?
Don't touch it, Tank.
Why? You think maybe it's a booby trap?
No, but it may have fingerprints on it.
Well, instead of standing around gaping, why doesn't one of you call the police? How much longer
I call the sheriff, Tank. Ask him to get right out.
Okay.
You should have called an hour ago instead of just...
Stay away from that phone, Mr. Pinker.
Jump on Jenny's. Who said that?
I did. Stay away from that phone.
Hop, the house is haunted.
Don't be a fool.
Hop.
What?
Voice came from the dining room.
Yeah, it sounded muffled to me. As though it... Wait a minute. There's a closet in the dining room.
Want me to go in and check?
Stay where you are.
Suppose I go out to the office and use the phone there. I can get the sheriff out here in 10 minutes.
No. Let's try something first. Who's in there?
The Black Hand.
Hop, I don't like this.
Neither do I.
Whoever you are, you'd better come out in the open or there'll be trouble.
Sure. Trouble for you, Mr. Harrigan.
Hop, he knows the both of us.
There's something fishy about this. You stay put, Gail. Come on, Tank, let's investigate.
Investigate what?
Let's see who's in there. Snap the dining room light on.
I hope you know what you're doing.
Snap it on.
Okay, but I don't like messing around with people you can't see.
That's better. Stay back, Gail.
There's no one in the dining room.
They must be in that closet. Tank.
Yeah?
Sneak around the table and open the closet door from the right. I'll take care of whoever's in there.
How about doing it the other way? You open the door and I'll do the taking care.
No, go ahead.
Okay, but I hope you know what you're doing.
Hop, here, take the fireplace poker.
Oh, thanks. Now, keep back. All set, Tank.
All set.
Go ahead, open the door.
Hello, Harrigan.
What? Bill King.
What? Hi, Tinker. How's the fat boy?
Why, you dirty...
Now, you mustn't say that naughty word. I presume the charming young lady is Miss Gail Nolan?
Hop, who is this man?
Permit me to introduce myself, Miss Nolan. William C. King of Continental U Service, but you just call me Bill, huh? Well, it sure is nice to see you boys again.
Bill, were you responsible for all this?
For all what, Skipper?
You know what, you lop-eared baboon.
Same old Tinker. Walks like a man, bellows like a bull.
You take that back,
or... Cut it out.
Well, then tell him to...
Cut it out. All right, let's have it, Bill. What was the idea?
What, the Black Hand business? Oh, just a little gag I dreamed up.
Your sense of humor is somewhat strange, Mr.
King. King, as in royalty.
You mean you made those telephone calls and delivered those plastered dummy hands as a gag?
Sure. Just to pep things up around Lakeville. Town's too sleepy.
We like it.
What are you doing in Lakeville to begin with?
Well, that, Skipper's a horse of a different color. I'm here on a story.
What kind of a story?
Oh, can't tell. Might be the biggest thing since the atomic bomb.
Oh, sure.
On the level. That Black Hand business was just a gag, and believe me, I had plenty of trouble digging up those plaster hands. But the story is strictly the McCoy.
What is it?
You won't believe this, but it's on the up and up. I'm looking for a guy who can make men disappear.
Now, wait a minute.
Honest engine, Harrigan. I trailed him for 2 weeks before I got a line on him.
What do you mean he can make men disappear?
Just that. He looks at him. Makes with the business, and poof, they're gone.
Hop, he's either drunk or crazy.
I never drink, Miss Nolan. As for being crazy, wait until tomorrow. He'll be here in Lakeville.
Who'll be in Lakeville?
The man who makes people disappear. Tomorrow you'll see him with your own eyes.
Puzzled and confused, Hop, Tank, and Gail Nolan look at one another and then at Bill King. The smart, quick-on-the-trigger reporter seems to be on the level. And he is, as you'll discover when you hear the next episode of The Mystery of the Vanishing Men. Never before have Hop and Tank been involved in an adventure as puzzling as this one, so don't miss a single exciting word. Tune in, same time, same station, and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. So long, Hop. We'll be seeing you same time. Same mutual station. Hop Harrigan is a transcribed, copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday, same time, same mutual station.